Last night was Halloween, but even more scary, today is the day after Halloween. People waking up with the cruel reality that Halloween fell on a weekday, a work day, a school day. Sleepy, grumpy children who stayed up late, eating candy. And parents tired from walking their children around the neighborhood last night and also eating candy. You know you did. Sure, Halloween is fun, but today will seem like the longest day of the year. This message brought to you by people who believe trick-or-treating should always be the Saturday prior to Halloween, unless it falls on a weekend.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Guess what today is?
It's the first of the month.
It's the most best day of the month.
Best of the month.
It must be the first of the month.
November 1st.
Is it November?
Yeah, November.
And where did time go?
I guess time flies when you're having fun.
Well, in that case, the next few hours are going to fly by.
Ready to get started?
Get ready. It's about to start. Turn it up.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. The podcast is a repack of all the live show segments that we do. We take those after the show and we repack them into a full-length and anatomically correct podcast. And you can find that by searching the Mike Show VA. You can ask Alexa, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then just search the Mike Show VA. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or if you go to the Mike Show channel on Radio434.com, you'll find it there as well. There's a link to it. You can listen to all of our episodes all the way back, going into the dawn of the podcast era. As many episodes as you can stand. Over and over, and you can put them on repeat if you want to. It's pretty magical. In purple patootie. All right, coming up, Friday edition of the show. What are we doing today? Well, of course, we're going to get smart with five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with your nerd news. That's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. We also have either Darius or Sarah is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. Let me check and check the schedule here and see who may be joining us today from Lynchburg Community Market. I'm attempting not to derail the segment, and I'm attempting to possibly yeah. Possibly be able. I don't know. I don't know if Sarah's going to join here. Let me send her a message real quick. Are you? Oops. Will you be joining today or Darius? There you go. That's easy enough. All right. So maybe I'll get an answer while we're doing this segment. Let's see. Oh, yeah. We'll have Lynchburg Community Market, a representative, either Sarah or Darius, or both, will be joining us I want to recap our Halloween. Man, oh man, that was okay. Let me tell you, and it's not a competition, by the way. It really isn't. But it is not. The fact that I'm bringing this up does not mean it's a competition. The fact that I said this is not a competition doesn't mean that I'm immediately lying and then this is a competition, in my opinion. But every Thanksgiving, okay, Tab usually has the best costume, okay, out of our, and a lot of times, at least every Halloween that we've had with Maddie over the past 9 years, we've done a family costume. So I think 1 year we were Stranger Things. The other year it was It, and I was. But my when Tab was It, okay, when she was Pennywise, I was Stephen King, okay? So, like, wah-wah. I had the Stephen King glasses. I had my hair like Stephen King. And I was carrying around a copy of the book, It. And I had a name tag on that said, "Hi, my name is Stephen." Clever, yes. But was it a better costume than Tab's costume? Absolutely, positively not. She was incredible. I think during one of these segments, I don't want to look for it now. He's be here today. Then it's just me. Not sure what time he's coming in. Okay, all right. I will go and put a little thumbs up, and then put a little thumbs up. Here we go. All right. Anyway, so where was I? Oh yeah. Oh, compared to Tab's costume, mine was just, you know, and Maddie's costume, she was Georgie, so she had the yellow rain slicker and all that, Maya was Billy, so, you know, had baseball hat and riding the bike and stuff, and so that was a great family costume. Well, that was a couple years ago. This time we went, and we did not do a couple's but a family costume. We didn't do a family costume. Tab went as Ghostface. I went as Lebowski, which, okay, I gotta tell you. And then Maddie, now Maddie went as a clown. However, everybody thought she was Harley Quinn. I thought she was Harley Quinn. She denies that she was Harley Quinn, and that this is a totally independent costume that she did herself. I'm going with that. That's fine. But here, let me share the screen right now. If you want to take a look on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. So here. Here's our costumes for trick-or-treating yesterday. This is the first time in all the time that we have been trick-or-treating as a family that I had the best adult costume. Maddie's costume is spot on. She's incredible. I think she had the best costume out of everybody that was trick-or-treating last night. I'm biased, of course, because she's my kid. But as far as adult costumes went, I had the best adult costume. I know this is not a competition. I realize that. I realize this is not a competition, okay? But I was getting high fives. I was getting... People came up to me and wanted to take their picture with the dude. Okay, everybody. I mean, this was the best costume ever that I have ever had. Did I say that? Since we've been doing the family costumes, or and this is the, this was the best one. This was the best adult costume that was out there trick or treating last night. So if we encountered one another and you recognized me as the dude, thank you. I appreciate that, and it was a lot of fun. All right, so that was last night. Man, oh man, what's oh there's Maddie, and oh some, there were some really really cool houses, by the way. People went all out in the neighborhood. It was really really cool. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Tab, she scared so many children with the ghost face costume. I don't know what it was about, but I mean, that's, she's tall and she had the ghost face costume, and she scared so many children that she just got to the point where she was like, you know what, I'm just taking the mask off, I'm just gonna walk around like this is ridiculous. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast. Really enjoyed it. Thanks to everybody who recognized me as the dude. It was the best costume. Did I say that? It was the best adult costume that I've ever had. $38. That's all it cost. $38. It was a real bathrobe. I just bought a real bathrobe, and it's a nice. By the way, it is such a good bathrobe. It was so comfortable, and it's soft and it's fluffy. I have never ever been a bathrobe person, but man oh man, I am going to get my money out of that thing. I could picture myself wearing a bathrobe out in public. I could picture myself actually being the real life dude and going to the grocery store. You know, wearing shorts and a bathrobe. I'm definitely getting my money's worth out of it around the house. I've never been a bathrobe person, but that thing was so comfortable. It's just absolutely positively comfortable. Oh, man. I love it. Can't get enough. Reload page. What's going on with my internet? Are we having internet issues at the moment? All right. Well, then we'll take a break before the break is taken for us. This portion of our broadcast. Oh wait, I have to mention. Here's a story. This will be up next. 23% of people are excited for daylight saving time, for the daylight saving time change. You know, because it's fall back and you seemingly gain an extra hour, right? Okay, so. We got that. We'll talk about that story and our top list today. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour. All right. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
This November 3rd, the clock strikes 2 a.m. and keeps going backwards. What will you do with your extra 60 minutes? Sleep? or face the terrifying truth, you're still late for work. Daylight saving time. Fall back. Coming to clocks near you.
Don't forget!
This is breaking news.
This just in. In a recent nationwide survey, it has been revealed that daylight saving time doesn't actually save anyone any daylight or time at all.
This has been breaking news.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. Hi. All right, so here's the headline. 23% of people are excited for the daylight saving time change, as they should, because it's fall, and so you fall back, right? So 2 a.m. Sunday morning becomes 1 a.m., and that gives you an extra hour. And it doesn't really give you an extra hour, but you know what I mean. If you're prone to go to bed at a certain time, and let's say Saturday night you go to bed at 11, okay? Well, now you seriously will be able to sleep an extra hour. Whatever the case may be. Well, anyway, in a new poll, 28% of people said they're not looking forward to it, even though we're supposedly gaining an hour. 41% of people say they don't really care about it either way. But 23% of people said they're looking forward to it, which goes to show some people like the darker evenings of fall and winter. Or maybe we're just looking forward to anything at this point. I don't know. Still, 63% of people said they'd like to see the clock changing twice a year abolished. They want to get rid of it. And only 17% said they like it and would not be in favor of a change. 20% of people don't care and are probably sick of debating it. 41% of people said the federal government should just decide on a plan and have everyone do the same damn thing, even if it's sticking to the status quo. 35% of people think individual states should be able to choose what they want to do, whether it's changing clocks, not changing clocks, and if not, which time they lock into, daylight saving or standard time. Okay, now that would just be ridiculous. If there's anything more annoying than changing your clocks twice a year, outside of Arizona and Hawaii, if it's every state was doing something different, could you imagine that? Okay, why stop there? Just let every city pick their preferred time. Or screw it. Just let every person choose whatever time they want it to be. That's, anyway. All right. Well, that brings us to our top list. God. It's daylight saving time on Sunday, which most people will use to gain an extra hour of sleep. But not you, because you're going to get stuff done, damn it. And we're going to help with today's list. It's our top list today. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour on Sunday. All right, here we go. Number one. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour on Sunday. Setting a ballot box on fire. No, don't do that. Stealing peanut butter cups from your kid's Halloween bag. Decorating the house for your welcome back Menendez brothers party. What? Top productive ways to spend your extra hour on Sunday. Enjoying one last meal at TGI Friday. So, I'm sorry. Installing plywood over your windows in preparation for Election Day. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour on Sunday. Brewing up another batch of your world-famous pumpkin spice meth. What? Top productive ways to spend your extra hour this Sunday. Training your pets to keep a weary eye out for hungry Haitians. What? Good Lord. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour this Sunday. Destroying evidence that links you to Diddy. top productive ways to spend your extra hour this Sunday. Properly mourning the Channing Tatum-Zoe Kravitz split. Yeah. Top productive ways to spend your extra hour this Sunday. Planning Thanksgiving seating arrangements so family members who voted for Kamala Harris aren't next to family members who are true patriots. Who wrote that? That wasn't me. It is the Mike Show. Coming. Thank you. Coming up. It is.
You idiot!
Writers. We have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is World Vegan Day. One of the top reasons people become vegan is because they believe a vegan diet will improve their health. Another reason is they feel they have too many friends. Dropbox is cutting 20% of its staff. The company ran out of storage space and refused to pay for an upgrade. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. And since it always starts and ends on a Sunday, you have no idea when not to go to church. And Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers turned 62 today. His bandmates will perform a version of Happy Birthday that sounds exactly like all their other songs. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It is the Mike Show, however. And we're really, really happy that you're joining us on this here Friday. All right, man, I just cannot believe that it is November already. How in the heck did November happen? How did this happen? I know we were extremely busy in October. I realize that. I realize we were nonstop. We had so many things going on, so many events. I mean, it was just nonstop. And then we took a week and we went down to Disney and we were on vacation. And I've been playing perpetual catch up, which I am so behind on projects. This is bonkers. Maybe October isn't the month to take a vacation. I don't know. Anyway, so here's some things to look forward to. You only got 2 months left in 2024. So let's look forward to daylight saving time ending this Sunday. So we gain an hour of sleep Saturday night. Don't waste it. Election Day is on Tuesday. We may not know who wins on election night, just FYI, but we should at least be done with the campaigning and the commercials and all that. In sports, the new NBA season is just getting started. The MLS playoffs are underway. The NASCAR Cup Series Championship goes down November 10. The boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will stream on Netflix on November 15. Big movies hitting theaters this month, Gladiator 2 and Wicked on November 22nd, Moana 2 on the 27th. On the TV, Yellowstone is finally back for part 2 of their fifth season. And the new comedy series, St. Denis Medical, premieres on NBC on the 12th. Part 2 of the sixth season of Cobra Kai hits Netflix on the 15th. Dune Prophecy premieres on the HBO and Max on the 17th, and then the CMA Awards will air live on ABC on November 20. Finally, the holidays, the big ones, Veterans Day on the 11th, Thanksgiving Day on the 28th. But there are a few more days to look forward to. Anyway, I feel a burp coming on. No, it's not. All right, a few more days to look forward to. Sunday is National Sandwich Day. And you know what I'm going to do on Sunday? I'm going to enjoy my extra hour, and I'm going to go to Jersey Mike's Subs, and I'm going to enjoy an incredible... I think I'm going to get the Big Kahuna, number 56. National Happy Hour Day. I'll drink to that. Is on the 12th. The 13th is World Kindness Day. And then, of course, Black Friday is on the 29th. Thanksgiving is late this year, so Cyber Monday isn't until December 2nd. And I also noticed that usually, like Small Business Saturday, that falls right after Black Friday. But there's a Small Business Saturday event that's going on the week before Thanksgiving. And I'm just wondering if when that was scheduled in town, I'm not ragging on anybody or blaming. It is what it is. But I was confused. I thought I had the Thanksgiving date wrong. Okay, and I went back through and I was checking all my calendars, and I'm going, oh my God, they're having this the Small Business Saturday thing, but it's the week before. Maybe I'm wrong. I started panicking. Maybe I'm wrong. But no, I wasn't. So I don't know why they scheduled it a week in advance, but anyway, but they did. So if you're looking for some great deals and wanting to spend some time downtown and shop local, I think it's a good thing to do. Some things that we have going on this weekend. All right, let me pull up the graphic. And thank God the internet company fixed the internet issue that we were experiencing. So we're back to full steam. We're running woefully behind now because, you know, when we stream the show from our studio, well, we have to have blazing fast internet to do it. And when we don't have blazing fast internet to do it, it holds up production because we can't go live. It takes a lot of bandwidth for us, to go live. Well, anyway, here tonight. And by the way, we still have tickets to give away. This is Hiprov. It's at the Academy Center of the Arts. And this is tonight. This is world-renowned hypnotist Asad Meki and international comedic icon. This guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway and all these others, he is one of the greatest improv. One of the greatest improv comedians that you'll ever meet, Colin Mochrie. They are going to be at the Academy Center of the Arts tonight. Doors. What time do doors open? Let me check the. Let me check with the wifey on that one. Doors open or lobby opens at 6:30. 7:30 is the performance time. We still have tickets for you to win. So if you would like to win tickets to Hiprov tonight at the Academy Center of the Arts, you can do so simply by joining our VIP. And we're going to choose randomly one of the VIP members and ask them if they would like tickets. We also have a post that's up on our Facebook Live. We're going to be giving away some tickets, choosing some folks randomly from that. So Hiprov is tonight at the Academy Center of the Arts. Tomorrow, it is the magic of Bill Blagg, and we also have your tickets for that. So if you'd like to score a pair of tickets to the magic of Bill Blagg, also join our VIP. Text my name, Mike, to 85775. Join the VIP list, and we're going to put the random rotator in there, and we're going to ask some folks, do you want tickets to the Magic of Bill Blagg? And if you say yes, please, you'll get tickets. and they'll be at will call. Or you can go on our Facebook Live, and we have a post asking which one you would like a pair of tickets to. And we're going to choose from the people that weighed in randomly and award tickets. All right. So that's tonight. Tomorrow, rather, the Magic of Bill Blagg. Tonight is Hiprov. They're basically going to hypnotize audience members, and then Colin is going to get them to take part in improv sketch comedy. What could possibly go wrong? We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from the historic theater lobby at the Academy Center of the Arts tonight. And then tomorrow morning, we are going to be at the Casa Superhero Run. Tab and I are both the MCs of the Casa Superhero Run. Takes place at Percival's Island. If you have not signed up for it, if you would like to run it, I think they still have some spaces available if you go to LynchburgSuperheroRun.com. But we're going to be there. We're going to be live and on location. Hannah will be staffing the booth and taking pictures and videos, and Tab and I will be up on stage being the MCs for this thing. Wow. All right, that's all on the way. That's what's happening this weekend. Coming up, well, here while I'm doing that, I can also look at Three Roads calendar and see what Three Roads is doing if we're gonna do this. Let's do it right. All right, internet. Come on. Click. Go. Thank you. All right. So that's last month. these are a bunch of pictures from Halloween yesterday. And let me just pull up the events page. See, I could have had this all, you know, all done ahead of time. And events. Here we go. Tomorrow night is Taylor Swift trivia night. You can join the folks at Three Roads for Taylor Swift trivia night. I got to share this graphic. Present, share screen, boom. Check this out on our Facebook Live. Yeah, that's Bree. So that's November 2nd, 8 to 10 p.m., Taylor Swift trivia night at Three Roads. And then, what else? What else do they have going on? Let's stop sharing and back that out. And oh yeah, tonight 7 p.m. it's a Halloween party with DJ Rabbit Trails. That is all on the way. We're not gonna highlight next Friday and Saturday. We'll do that next week. We've got a new segment, new feature on Radio 434 that's called Playing Here, and our Playing Here report gives you an update on entertainment that's going on in and around the area. Plus, it also highlights musical artists that we're featuring. This week, we're featuring the music of Sarah Beck, a Nashville artist, but now local artist, because Sarah and her husband live here in Lynchburg. So we're featuring Sarah's music, and you can check that out at radio434.com. All right, coming up. What in the what? It's National Sandwich Day on Sunday, so we're going to celebrate that. at Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do. Quite frankly, none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Number one. It's hard to imagine these days, but just 40 years ago, in 1984, the U.S. had its second largest landslide in a presidential election, behind only to Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1936. On that date, Ronald Reagan was reelected for the second term with 525 electoral votes, carrying every state except Minnesota, which has 10 electoral votes, and Washington, D.C., which has 3. Huh. Minnesota, by the way, was the home state of his opponent, Walter Mondale.
At least he's got that home loyalty, at least. That would have been a little awkward.
Exactly. This was the last time any candidate won the popular vote, also by double digits. Reagan had 58.8% of the vote, while Mondale had 40.6% of the vote. Number two, there are 11 teams in the NCAA's Ohio Valley Conference. None of them are from Ohio. They're from Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Indiana, and Tennessee.
Why wouldn't they be?
I don't know. Let's just call it the Ohio Valley Conference. And
let's just call it the Arkansas, Tennessee.
Number three, after Janet Leigh watched herself in the famous shower scene in the movie Psycho, she never took another shower again. She only ever took baths for the rest of her life.
I can't blame her.
Number four. These number four and number five are NASA related. Astronauts in space can't do laundry, so the dirty clothes from the International Space Station get sent out into space to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere. That's one way of doing laundry.
Yeah.
Would you like that pressed? No, just like it burned up in the air.
Burnt into a crisp via the atmosphere, please. Mm-hmm.
Number five, NASA has offices in a lab, in a building, in New York City. That's not surprising. It happens to be right above Tom's Restaurant, which you may recognize as the diner from Seinfeld.
Oh, that is kind of cool.
And those are your five random facts. Here, let's play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. One, two, three, four, five. Random.
man. Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. Congratulations and welcome back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Probably one or two shades a little bit darker from all the sun I got.
Well, that's tremendous. I'm glad you had a good time, though.
We had an absolutely amazing time. You know, so most of the vacations and trips I've ever been on have been about 3 days.
Yeah.
So we were there for 6 nights, 7 days. This is the longest vacation we've been on. So I think 7 is like the sweet spot. I think one more day and we would have been a little homesick.
Yeah.
but it was absolutely fantastic. All the food at our resort was super, like, elegant gourmet. Like, they come and put the napkin in your lap for you and
nice.
Ask you what kind of wine you'd want. So we had so much filet mignon and lobster thermidor and lobster bisque. It was all great. But, Mike, I was so excited to have pizza the other night when we got back home. I've been going on my U.S. food tour and having all of my favorite American food.
Nice. So
we had I went to our favorite Mexican restaurant the other night.
Nice.
I want to make some burgers up. So
perfect.
Love your second vacation, but also very glad and excited to be back.
Absolutely, and congratulations on becoming a newlywed.
Yeah, I got some new hand accessories now that I get to wear.
The whole reason for the vacation. So congrats once again.
Thank you.
All right, so coming up at Lynchburg Community Market, how are things going and what do you guys have going on?
Things are going absolutely great. I didn't get to be there for Harvest Festival, but I got to see some of the pictures that Sarah took, and it looked absolutely phenomenal, and there were a ton of people out there, so thank you all for joining her for that, and as you always do, supporting our local vendors. The next thing coming up is, I can't believe it's that time already, but Mistletoe Market. So Mistletoe Market applications are due today. So if you're interested in being a vendor for that, please get your application in today or over the weekend. Next week, we're going to look at all of our applications and finalize our vendor list. And then starting at the end of this month, Mistletoe Market will kick off for the 2024 season. So we are very, very much looking forward to that and feel like this year has absolutely flown by, but in a good way.
I know. So many
exciting things have happened this year.
Yeah, it's been hard to believe that today is November 1st.
Yeah.
So if you want to get your vendor application in for Mistletoe Market, today's the day. So get it done. But I can't believe it's November 1st already. We only have 2 more months.
Right, Gary's almost fully thawed out.
she almost is.
She's almost there.
Do they start at her toes?
I think they start and then yeah.
That way she can start singing.
Yeah.
You know, when she's fully thought out. I can't believe it. So what can we expect at Mistletoe Market this year?
So Mistletoe Market will have our normal Saturday offerings. Plus, we'll be bringing in a ton of amazing seasonal vendors. So there'll be things with holiday decor, greenery, wreaths, actual mistletoe, fun things like that. We'll have some more artisan baked goods. We'll have some holiday music, choirs, live musicians. Our caricature artists will be on site for some of the days. As always, we'll have photos with Santa and carriage rides on the last 2 days of Mistletoe Market. So an absolute ton for you to bring out the whole family to do and see. We are very, very excited for it. These are our 4 absolute busiest Saturdays of the year. So it's our Super Bowl per se.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that we're back to Mistletoe Market. I love the carriage rides, love all the activities and excitement that goes on in downtown Lynchburg around that. We still have yet to launch the rickshaw program.
You know, I keep emailing HR about it and they just won't respond.
I mean,
I don't know what the issue with it could be.
I don't understand either, because you know, if you got horses pulling carriages, you know, why can't we get, you know, a couple buff guys to you know, pull some folks around in a rickshaw?
We'd have seen a partner with the local gym and just call it a fitness program.
Exactly, right? Right? This is genius. Just there genius. I don't know why we can't do this.
Yeah.
Maybe next year. Who knows? Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Plenty of free parking all around the area, including the lot on the corner of Main and Commerce Street. Even though Main Street is blocked off at Commerce Street, you can still park in that lot, or you can use the detours to find yourself back up to Lynchburg Community Market. You guys have two parking lots of your own, plus all the free parking right in and around there. There's plenty of space. Make a Saturday of it and start off or end your day at Lynchburg Community Market on your Saturday. What are your hours? And you have hours during the rest of the week, too.
That's correct. We're not just open on Saturdays. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2. So make Saturday your priority, but also come down and see us all throughout the week. All of our lunch restaurants are open, and you can do the shopping from all the same indoor vendors and our inside restaurants and shops. So come see us all throughout the week.
All right. And you guys are located on the interwebs, and where can folks find you?
We're at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. And I absolutely love the stepped up photography.
Oh, yeah.
That Sarah is bringing to the marketing position.
Game changing.
Oh, your photo. The photos are really encapsulate. Her photos really encapsulate a day at Lynchburg Community Market, especially on a Saturday. And here I want to present share screen real quick and just bring up. Some of her photos.
Yeah.
That it's just, this is
Optimus Prime was so cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There he is. yeah. This is from the Harvest Festival.
Yep. Such an awesome job at capturing the colors. It's so hard to take good pictures inside with just some of the lighting that we have, but she does an awesome job at getting the angles and then just making them. Absolutely fantastic. I could not be more pleased with her.
No, it's fantastic. Check out Lynchburg Community Market. Get down there tomorrow and then throughout the week. Darius, thank you so much each and every Friday coming on the show and joining us. And we look forward to seeing you at the market.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to get really smart with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Time once again for Nerd News. This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown of this week. The Infinite Monkey Theorem. Don't we have a monkey? I thought we had a monkey sound effect. We don't. That's a bite. We do have a monkey sound effect, but... All right, so what one am I going to get rid of?
Bacon, 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 bacon. It's bacon!
All right, we'll get rid of that one, and we'll get the monkey.
Monkey.
Distressed screams or yells. Let's do that. All right, here we go. Here. Yep, the Infinite Monkey Theorem is the idea that on a long enough time scale... Even a monkey hitting random keys could type the complete works of Shakespeare. But a study found the monkey wouldn't have time. Every star in the universe would burn out long before it could happen. And they found that if you made a chimp type nonstop, there's a 5% chance it would type the word bananas within its own lifetime. Yeah. In couch potato news, we're staying in more. Really? Really? Since 2020? In 2019, the average person spent 5.5 hours away from home each day, but it dropped to 4.5 after 2020 and hasn't bounced back yet. They say it's partly because more of us work from home now, but we're also just less inclined to want to go out. In music news, a curator at a museum in New York found an unknown waltz written by Frédéric Chopin almost 200 years ago. The New York Times got concert pianist Lang Lang to play it. That's Lang Lang, L-A-H-N-G, Lang Lang. Plong? Oh, really? All right, so now I got to look that one up just to make sure. Pronounce Lang Lang.
Lang Lang.
Are you sure?
Lang Lang.
Yeah.
Automobile.
Yeah, shut up. Come on, guys. No. No, that was wrong. In Mars news, the Perseverance rover got a shot of one of Mars's moons passing in front of the sun. It's much smaller in the sky, so it just blocked part of the sun. People said it looked like a googly eye. Here, wait, I've got a picture of this. Here, let's share this up on the screen. There, googly Mars eye. All right. What else? In bathroom humor news, astronomers found something cold and wet near your anus.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
That's the headline one news outlet went with after scientists said one of Uranus's moons might have liquid armor. Or liquid water, not liquid armor. They think it used to have an ocean that was 60 miles deep, and some of the water could still be there. If it is, there could also be life orbiting Uranus.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I don't know. And that's Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits, clips, and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, let's see. Here we go. Isn't it funny when a political smear campaign ad runs on TV and then that opponent's ad runs right after? The contrast is always entertaining.
Hello, I'm Ed Schmier for Water Commission. Why does our county water taste like it came from the county pool after Labor Day? Vote for me and I'll make sure our water is as delicious as bottled water. Vote Schmier to keep water clear.
Hello, I'm Dan Snodgrass and I'm running for Water Commissioner. My opponent Ed Schmier doesn't like city water. He drinks only fancy Evian bottled water. A water snob has no place on a Water Commission. I'm Dan Snodgrass. I love tap water. Mmm, sulfur. And I approve this message.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A dietitian says, give kids unlimited access to Halloween candy. Don't limit it. Really?
Step one, allow yourself or your kids unlimited access to their Halloween candy on Halloween night. If you or your kids are typically restricting sugar, they probably will overeat, and that is totally fine. Step two, allow another few days of unlimited candy post-Halloween. Night one is an experiment, but we really need to follow through with some consistency for our kiddos to really be able to trust that the goodies are not gone forever and their body signals can be trusted. Step three, now that we kicked the candy off its forbidden food pedestal, it can exist alongside other foods in moderation. This means my kids get to choose a piece for their lunch and or dinner.
Okay. All right, let's try. Oh, we've got another one. What a shame that mudslinging is a regular trend in political ads instead of facts pertaining to the problems at hand. We'll be right back.
I'm Ed Schmier for Water Commission. My opponent, Dan Snodgrass, spends his time hanging out at pole dancing classes. Not as a student, just as a looky-loo. Nuff said. Vote for Schmier.
Hello, I'm Dan Snodgrass, candidate for the Water Commission. My opponent, Ed Schmier, takes pole dancing classes and never cleans the pole after he's done. On election day, when you go to the polls, wash your hands, because Ed Schmier probably didn't. I'm Dan Snodgrass, and I approve this message.
Okay, this is the best race yet in politics. Let's see. Do we have another viral video? Four driverless Waymo cars had a standoff in San Francisco when they couldn't get around an Amazon van that double parked. The woman who recorded this said it lasted around 4 minutes, and she counted 19 cars that got blocked.
The Waymo is stuck because the Waymo is trying to go behind the Amazon, but then it's stuck behind the Waymo, and oh my God, there's another Waymo. What's everybody going to do? What, it is a Waymo standoff. What is going to happen? Who's going to win? There's four of them stuck. It's, oh, that Waymo came through.
Wow. All right. Oh, back to our political coverage? Sure. All right. Who to vote for? Who to believe? Who knows who? Or who knows what?
Ed Schmier here for Water Commission, making sure we keep fluoride in our water. It's good for people's teeth. So if you don't want to end up looking like Austin Powers,
yeah, baby,
vote Schmier.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dan Snodgrass, candidate for Water Commissioner. My opponent, Ed Schmier, once floated the idea of, in addition to fluoride, adding Viagra to the city's water supply, saying it would make our teeth enamel harder. No thanks, Ed. Mine's hard enough already. This election day, vote for me, Dan Snodgrass, and I approve this message.
I'll bet he did. All right. Do we have another viral video? No, we don't. But a city in New Zealand is saying goodbye to a piece of bizarre art. It's a 16-foot giant hand sculpture, and it's got a face in the middle of it. Here are the people in the community reacting to when the hand was first put up back in 2019.
Cool piece of Wellington artwork. Striking piece.
I love it. I love it. One of the things I like about Wellington is the eclectic art.
I think it gives character to the city.
To me, it looks like Donald Trump merged into a hand, so I don't really know what that entails. It's quite strange, really.
I'm kind of confused about it. I've never seen something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's skip that. Skip that. We'll use that for stupid criminals. Skip that. No, skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Tommy Drake on trick-or-treaters who show up way too early.
I had a kid come to my door trick-or-treating last year at 3 in the afternoon. 5-year-old boy dressed as the devil. I opened the door, trick-or-treat. Trick-or-treat is the middle of the day. Why aren't you trick-or-treating after dark? He goes, oh, I'm scared of the dark. You're the devil. You're the prince of darkness. Halloween's about fear. You can't handle fear. You're not getting any candy. Get into character. And I close the door. Feeling pretty good about myself till a minute later when the devil's mom came to the door. She is way scarier than the devil.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we have, we're going to get pretty stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got a good news story for you. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. Here, let me find. There was the story right there. Is there just one? Oh, there's a couple others. Anyway, most criminals who try to run from police on foot are caught within seconds. And this guy not only got caught, he got a massive shiner. A couple weeks ago, police in Florida pulled over a vehicle and they noticed evidence of drugs. So they searched it. They found a rolled cigar with marijuana, a pill box with the word Xanax written on it that had 11 alfrazolam pills. Is that how you pronounce that? Let me search that real quick. What is it? It's used to treat anxiety. Pronounce alfrazolam.
Alprazolam.
Alprazolam. Okay, I got that totally wrong. Alprazolam pills and two separate baggies, both with fentanyl residue inside. There were also three syringes filled with methamphetamine, a black container with four more marijuana cigarettes, and a safe with more drugs. They arrested two people, but the driver didn't go willingly. While they were attempting to arrest 39-year-old Scott Swearin, he tried to flee on foot, but he only got a few steps before he ran straight into a telephone pole. Police walked over and cuffed him. And then there is this. No, we're not going to go to good news. I thought there was a stupid story. Here we go. No, we did that one. That's not really criminal. Oh, here it is. A woman in New Orleans stole an ambulance on Tuesday night and took it for a joyride before it was eventually recovered. It had two EMTs and a patient still inside. Here's a witness, Isabella Putski, talking about what she saw as the incident unfolded.
Just slamming on the window going, open this car, open the door, open the window. She was driving. I don't know if she was intoxicated or not, but she was in the car driving. She finally opens it, and they grab her, and they throw her down on the ground. Then the whole pretty much precinct showed up.
All right. An L.A. Dodgers fan blew his hand off with a firework while celebrating the World Series win. Maybe a few fingers on the other hand here. On the other hand as well. Here is the moment the fireworks went off.
Oh, his hand blew!
I know it did! Oh my goodness, bro!
Oh, man. The video is extremely graphic. Doctors say the man has non-life-threatening but debilitating injuries. That's it. We wrap up this segment with some good news, because there is so much stupidity in the world. How about this? A one-year-old dog in Canada named Phoenix has been nursing a stray kitten that showed up in her owner's yard last month. She's never been pregnant, but started producing milk. Here's the owner, Patricia Tishinen, and Grand Park Animal Doctor Jonas Watson, talking about this interesting story.
Snickers just came back from hiding from me, and she is just going back to nursing. It's the first thing that Phoenix is going to do, to check where her kitten is, and then she's laying in that corner, and the kitten starts nursing right away.
It's not unheard of to see dogs nurse kittens, and potentially the other way around. But it's certainly unusual to have a case of a kitten being nursed by a non-pregnant dog.
All right. But that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience, because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
At UnitedWayCV.org. That is take two. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. Finally, if you've been listening to the live show, we've had quite a few technical difficulties on the internet side of things. Not our fault. They finally have been resolved, I think, but it really put a monkey wrench into production and really, really threw us off by a couple hours. But we press on. It's been the week that keeps on weeking. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We will see you back here on the radio Monday.
Goodbye. Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. And by the way, you can join us tonight at Hiprov with Colin McRae and Asad Mekki. That's at the Academy Center of the Arts. Doors at 6:30. 7:30 showtime. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location from the historic theater lobby tonight. We will also be at the Casa Superhero Run tomorrow in the morning, and then we will be at the Magic of Bill Blagg. That's back at the Academy Center of the Arts Saturday night. So come on out and join us. If you'd like to win tickets to anything, I still think we might have a pair of tickets for Hiprov tonight. We may also have a couple pair of tickets to Bill Blagg. So hit us up for those. Hit me up for those, and we'll see if we can get you in. That is it. We'll see you later.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey,
If things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?